the 25th day of Sefirot HaOmer, the Kinyan Torah of Ma'akiras Makomo, and the Sefira of Netzach Shebenetzach. The Medrash Shmuel offers a few different interpretations about what Ma'akiras Makomo means, but all understandings point to the same general idea. The first borrows from the Mishnah in Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph that wants us to set his sights on his ultimate Makom, the Makom Afarim of Atalea. The Mishnah there says that one who knows La'an Hu Holech will not come to sin. Here, having this understanding will cause one to be more humble, and the first Yisrael in the Yochin Osadi Aleph says his Anava will lead him to be Yis'amel Laharbos Chachma. What is the difference between this Kinyan Torah and the Kinyan Torah we had earlier of Anava? I heard from Rabbi Eitan Moshe Berman, based on this Tiferes Yisrael, that one who is Ma'akiras Makomo, who realizes not just that there are people above him, but people below him as well, will have a concern of a higher sense of gaiva. So he has to work even harder to achieve Anava than someone who is not sure of where he is holding. The Medrash Shmuel offers another idea similar to the previous one. One has to recognize his ultimate Makom, and this time, that ultimate Makom is his unique place in Gan Eden. This will cause one to aspire to do more to reach that place, to reach that level. If one knows what he is capable of achieving, then when he does something that is a hindrance to getting to that point, he will feel bad about himself because that is not who he is. This is the fundamental difference between shame and guilt. Whereas shame is when someone says, "I did this, so I am a bad person," guilt is one saying, "I am not this type of person, so doing this is not who I am." Whereas shame defines the person, guilt is when the person doesn't let what happened define him. So too, when someone is not learning as well as he knows he can, he'll feel a sense of guilt, and this guilt will act as a motivation to strive harder. Shame is despair, whereas guilt is a tool to aspire. The third suggestion is that Ma'akiras Makomo is to realize when he is amongst Talmid Chachamim that he shouldn't speak in front of those greater than him. While the Medrash Shmuel says this in regards to Svara, this is similar to the halacha brought down in Yoredeya of being Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo. The Medrash Shmuel offers two more interpretations, but we will stop here for now. I want to elaborate on this last point we mentioned. The Sefira of Netzach Shebenetzach connotes ultimate eternity or ultimate victory. Eternity can only come from being in the right place. As we said before, if one is amongst those who are greater than him, he isn't allowed to speak. It goes the other way as well. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Hayim Abayz to Nun Vavam Dalef, tells the famous story of Kamtza and Bar Kamtza. In the end, when Bar Kamtza told the Roman Emperor to send a carbon to prove the Jews were rebelling against him, Bar Kamtza put a mum in the carbon. The Rabbanon were debating whether to offer it or not, and Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulas said not to do anything. The Gemara concludes with the statement of Rabbi Yochanan that the Anava of Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulas destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. I heard again from Rabbi Berman, though I don't know the original source, that Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulas thought of himself as someone who wasn't necessarily so chashuv. Therefore, he sat amongst those of lower stature than he was. When he spoke up in this situation, everyone who was less than him did not speak up, because he was greater than them. The reason the Anava destroyed the Beis HaMikdash was because it was misplaced Anava, quite literally. If Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulas would have recognized his role, he would have been in a different position. Maybe he wouldn't have spoken up at all. Or maybe he would have spoken up, but other people who are greater than him would have debated him. If being in the wrong place can lead to destruction, then being in the right place can lead to perpetuity, or netzach shebenetzach. On a much more practical note for Kinyani Torah, and something that can apply to many of us, perhaps this is telling us that we should make sure we are in the right shir for us, that we know our place in that shir. If you're in a shir beyond your level, you won't understand what's happening. Conversely, if you're on a level beyond your shir, you are not being challenged and you won't learn anything. We have often translated Netzach as victory as well. Going back to Gemara we have previously quoted in Bav Metzia Daf and Tesama Beis, after the Rabbanan went against the Baskol that said to Baskin like Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara tells us that Kosh Baruch Hu was saying Nitzchuni Banai. The ultimate victory, the best way to win it all, is when each player recognizes his role on the team. If you have Lahavdil a center shooting three-pointers and playing on the outside instead of defending the paint, the other teams will score inside much easier. Everyone has their role in the greater picture, and we have our own role in the greater picture of the Torah. If each Jew is represented by a letter in the Torah, as the Zohar famously states, then if I'm not in my proper role, the Torah, or the Jewish people as a whole, will be puzzled. In the story in the Gemara, the Netzach came with the Rabbanan recognizing their place in the Mesorah, or more specifically, recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have a place in this context. We should all be zochah to be Ma'akiras Mekomoseinu and contribute our part to the greater goal of Judaism in this world.